talk about the goal. What happened there?
It was a fortunate break. Turnover, neutral zone, scuds. Got it up to me, and I cut to my wing, and I heard the bench yell, shoot. So it's pretty simple after that. And just went off, I think, Pollock stick.
I mean, have you ever had a goal quite like that one, considering that I was just absolutely...
The timing, no. I don't think I've ever scored 0.2 seconds left or whatever it was, but I'll take it.
Did you hear the whole arena yelling, shoot, shoot, shoot?
Yeah, I did.
How much did that come into play, by the way, or the guys on the bench?
It's a big help. Anytime the bench talks, whether it's heads up for a hit, or you got time, or chip, things like that, and I think there was probably 20 guys and three coaches yelling for me to shoot.
How much time did you think you had? Or was that even
they're not going to yell with 10 seconds left, so I knew. They're timing it. Someone's looking at the clock at the same time. They're looking at me, and you got to trust your teammates.
Mr. Howitzer or Mr. Dangler, you had a couple of nice moves as well. Almost had that other second chance, huh?
Yeah, I had maybe visions of grandeur coming down in that last second-to-last shift. But if you don't try, you don't know.
Listen, how's it feel just to get through this first playoff series? I mean, down 2-0 and coming back with four straight wins.
That's kind of like a sweep, I guess. But it's definitely a relief. They played a great series. You know, they got unlucky a few times, and I think we got lucky. But that's how's the gum over there?
Deep pants going up.
Sure sounds good. it was a great series.
I mean, are you guys getting the feeling back? I mean, obviously it's such a long road to Cup, but I mean, just to get past the first series, are you guys beginning to get the feeling you guys had last year?
We definitely know we can play better. They don't call the playoffs second season for nothing. It's definitely a grind. We played six games in 10 days. Guys are tired. Guys are banged up, and that's when your will and compete has a chance to shine through, and ours did.
Deep, are you feeling the same spirit as last year? You're feeling the same.
We are.
The journey.
Yeah, it's starting to pick back up where we left off in regards to last year. We're not where we want to be yet, but you know, we would have said the same thing after the first round last year.
Southern California is hoping for the Ducks, but if you face a Shark, that's home ice. Do you have any preference?
I'm sure there'll be a few Kings fans if we play the Ducks at the Honda Center. You know, it doesn't matter to us. We're going to prepare, you know, pretty much in the same fashion, with exception to key players on the other team. And we're more concentrating on how we need to play, because we didn't play anywhere near our capability in the first series.
How much does it help?
Is there a part of you that would like to see the Ducks, just because what it would bring to Southern California?
Yeah, it'd be great for the game of hockey in Southern California. There'd definitely be some bloodshed, probably on the ice or in the stands. But it'd be a lot of fun to be a part of. I don't think they've ever played, right?
No, never.
How much does it help to have short travel, no matter who it is?
Yeah, it's a big part of it. You know, when you spend 4 hours on a plane every other day, it wears on your body no matter how much coconut water you drink.
Are you familiar with Derek Fisher? The Lakers shot 0.4 seconds left.
I did watch that game.
Yes.
That was a while ago, but...
T-shirts came out of that one. What do you think? 0.2?
He's
shirts?
Done it a lot more than I have, and he's a well-respected player in that league, and probably from the outside of that league, at least in my books, watching basketball in the playoffs. He was able to elevate his game time after time.
Well, one at a time.
That's right.
Just today's the start of something big, right?
Yeah, hopefully.
Great job. Thanks.